I don't know what the final stat ended up being, but after the first 20 plays that the Falcons had run on first down, 10 of them went for zero or negative yards.
Wow.
So think about that. You're constantly starting behind the chains. It's constantly second down and plus 10.
Right.
You're not going to win any football games like that. Yeah. You know, I don't care how good Matt Ryan is. I don't care how great Julio Jones is. I don't care if this offense averages 30 points a game. When you play behind the chains,
it's tough on anybody.
Doesn't matter if it's Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to win football games.
That's the thing. I think a lot of people don't understand how hard it is to complete a third and nine or a third and 11. And you
it's
know,
hard
you
enough
don't
to complete
have,
a third and three.
That's the thing is you know, when you get into those situations, your percentages go way down.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't many plays in the playbook for, you know, especially like a third and 15 or mm-hmm. whatever you might find yourself in. But again, like a third and mid-range, seven, eight, 9 yards is very, very difficult to complete in the NFL. But that's the thing is, like, you're putting so much pressure on yourself on second and third down because on first down, you're just not getting any production, or you're losing yardage. You're going the wrong way, and whether that's penalties or just bad blocking or whatever it is, you know, you're constantly finding yourself trying to dig out of a hole when you're watching other offenses just go down the field.
The million-dollar question becomes, and I know the group of us, all four of us, were texting back and forth from the plane and whatnot. Are we at a crossroads now for the team? You're still 6-3. You're still in control of your own destiny to make the playoffs. The division's really going to be tough with Carolina now sitting at 8-0 and a big win they had yesterday over Green Bay. But you still get them two times, and you figure they're going to lose somewhere else along the way. But this is a crossroads. You've got a bye week, and then you've got some really good teams coming to your house. Indianapolis played really well yesterday against the Denver Broncos. Rob Chudzinski, new offensive coordinator, looked like they had some pop to the offense for the first time in a long time. Minnesota's a team that's sitting at 6-2. You're going to be fighting with them for a wild card spot if you can't win your division. They're coming to town. And then you got Carolina twice in a 3-week span. So it doesn't get any easier. There are fans right now, and probably rightly so, concerned that if you can't beat Tampa and you can't beat San Francisco, are you even a playoff team anymore? Which at 5-0 would have been ludicrous to ask.
I think you know, the question was asked last week on this podcast whether you know, if you lose to San Francisco, is it time to panic? And you know, I was probably a little cavalier in my mm-hmm. response to that because I guess none of us thought we were going to lose that game. So, but you know what, I wouldn't say it's panic time, but I'd say you're definitely concerned because of how you lost that game, how you've just been playing over the last couple of weeks. I think you know you could say you could easily be sitting with another loss after the Tennessee game. So something clearly hasn't gone right over the last couple of weeks. I think you go into the bye week and you do some soul searching. You try to figure out what's going on, and then you come back and you have to attack the second half of the season because, like you said, it doesn't get easier. You've got a lot of very good teams on the schedule at the end, and I don't care what anybody said preseason about the Falcons have the easiest schedule, because it's not going to turn out that way when all is said and done. So really, you're – if you're a Falcons fan, you're absolutely concerned. I know some of you are very panicked, but I'm certainly looking for this team to come out after the bye week and kind of show some of the different things than what we've seen over the last couple of weeks, because winning football games against these good teams in the second half of the season is not going to happen that way.
I think you make a good point of saying if you're a Falcons fan, you should be frustrated. You should be a little concerned, and I think you make another good point of how you lose these ball games. And I think the biggest part of it is the execution going forward has to be better. Last couple of weeks, we talked about the red zone. We talked about turnovers. And this game, you come in, and you still have your red zone issues. You move the football. You get down there 4 out of 5 times. You get into their territory, and you come up with, you know, 6 points and field goals. And usually early in the season, whenever you got in somebody's other territory, you were guaranteed to score touchdowns. You were really doing a good job of that. This week, you get plus in the turnover margin. You get 2 turnovers, and you still don't get to do what you want to do as far as winning the ball game. But I think the execution part of it, being a little bit better, paying attention to the details, are really going to be critical in the next couple of weeks, because you talk about you have this bye week, but then you got an Indianapolis team that's coming here feeling like they're starting to get it together. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because you got Jacksonville at the end of that as well. I know that's further down the line, but the way their division is going, they're going to be playing for something as well. So you got a lot of teams who are really going to want to knock you off and keep you in that loser bracket. And we know what Carolina wants to do. Regardless of where mm-hmm. they at, they want to keep you down. But I think Indianapolis and Minnesota, Minnesota's in the same boat. They're, you know, 6-2, I think, right now. They're still playing well. Bridgewater got hurt. But this is a team where we talked about going into this game, you got to take care of you. And I think there were a lot of things that you did that hurt yourselves. Obviously, you got outplayed in certain areas, but you did a lot of things to yourself that hurt you. I think you still had a bunch of penalties. You, mm-hmm. you still had a couple holding penalties that brought some big plays back. And I think the Falcons are, you know, like third most in the league in holding penalties. So those are the small things that you got to watch. Hand placement, you know, having contained, making sure you're you know, crossing the gaps and doing things you're supposed to do. So I think it's just the small things you guys got to do in this bye week. Everybody knows the bye week's all about self-evaluation, going back, seeing what you do better, what you do best, and what you don't do well, and just going back and making sure everybody's on the same page. And it may take one of those team meetings with just the players to say, all right, how do we want our season to go? How we want it to end? How do we want to be remembered going forward? And it's time for the leaders of this team to step up and say, all right, we've had a rough, you know, a couple weeks, but mm-hmm. we can still do a lot with this season.
I think one of the bigger questions for me coming out of the bye week will be, and I think this is something we can talk about because it's certainly on the minds of a lot of fans, is how do you get 84 involved in the offense?
Yeah.
I mean, he was on the field for 55 of 64 offensive snaps on Sunday and was targeted just twice. I mean, we're not used to seeing that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. And I think, DJ, you know, from your perspective, being a former quarterback, I mean, you could probably lend some insight into this is just, I mean, offensively, what are you seeing?
It's something that baffles me. Yeah. I mean, I watch the game and I see Roddy, and there are times where he gets separation. There's times where he has a one-on-one. And I think whenever there's a one-on-one situation for a quarterback, when you have a guy who you know can come down with the football, right. Your first instinct says, let's go here. And everybody knows that's, we're talking about number 11. And I think right now he is – the way this offense is set up and the way I see Matt going through his progressions, Roddy is third or fourth in the progression. And a lot of times if you don't get your third or fourth down, that's when he's checking it down to Devontae. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Roddy's on his backside and they're working front side where you got Julio and you maybe got Tammy. And if Julio's double covered and Tammy doesn't win, Matt goes right now down to the check down. Get right. the ball out your hand. You know, maybe he's thinking I got pressure, whatever it may be. But – if he doesn't start to Roddy's side, he usually doesn't get back to him. And for whatever reason, I think that this offense right now is just – it's not centered around him. It's an offense that's not looking for him. And, I mean, it's kind of obvious to watch. And it's kind of tough to see as well because I think Roddy still has the ability. He still has the skill set to play at a high level and be a huge contributor. And this is a team that needs that number two, yep. number three receiver. Mm-hmm. And Tammy's came on and blade, but you still need that inside receiver. Hank's down, so
right.
you got to have that second and third guy who can work the middle, who can work outside against one-on-one coverage. And right now, we just don't have it.